It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
Alright, I figured instead of doing some Ann Jackson, I would drop some knowledge, because there's some shit that's going around that I thought I should make you folks hep to. If I can just find the Scam Busters theme song, I'd be a lot happier.
Hep, he said an old-fashioned D word.
Yes,
you hep cats.
I am a hep cat. All right. Here we go. Alright. So I guess let's catch everybody up with the BitConnect lawsuit thing. I haven't done that in a while. That was the cryptocurrency thing.
Yeah.
That was like really a Ponzi scheme that our old pal Craig Grant was involved with.
Mm-hmm.
He was
yes.
involved with the African scammers. So that's been ongoing. So Indian police have arrested a man who was allegedly involved in promoting the BitConnect investment scam, Financial Express reported. The suspect, Divyesh Darji.
Irish guy.
is said to have been the India head of BitConnect, the high-yield investment program that ceased its operations January 2018 after coming under scrutiny for appearing to be a fraudulent Ponzi scheme. Darji, a resident of Surat City, had reportedly already been issued with a lookout circular and was arrested August 18th in Delhi Airport after a tip-off from local immigration services. Financial Express cites Inspector P.G. Narwade of Criminal Investigation Department, CID Crime, of Gujarat police as saying that. I gotta start picking stories that have easier words.
Yeah, or at least easy names.
Yeah, this
maybe something happened in the land of Weekly Reader. Yeah. Jane said Jane said Spot ran.
Weekly Reader was the shit.
And we saw Spot run.
You could learn about current events and dingoes and
yeah,
all sorts
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah.
Weekly Reader was good. That's what we should have, a Weekly Reader.
Yeah.
Nirwadi added that the cost of one BitConnect coin on January 16, 2018, which was the date BitConnect formally closed its operations, was $362. According to Financial Express, a recently filed Freedom of Information report shows that this is the third case under investigation by the Surat unit of CID. Local promoters of BitConnect are alleged to have fled with 11.4 million rupees worth of Bitcoin from one investor. The CID further claims that the staff at the BitConnect office in Surat admitted that promoters had overall amassed tens of millions of rupees from thousands of investors. The CID was reportedly initially alerted to the scam following allegations from another Surat resident, Shailesh Bhatt, who had claimed to have been kidnapped and robbed of 90 million rupees worth of Bitcoin. I don't even know how you could rob somebody of Bitcoin. It's not a physical thing.
Yeah, really.
Get their
password. Did he have his
pockets loaded? Maybe they got the password and transferred.
Maybe.
Did his pockets loaded full of fake money? I mean, how do you...
As it subsequently emerged, Bhatt had himself been implicated in the alleged extortion of 1.55 billion rupees worth of crypto and cash at gunpoint, including 2,400 bitcoins from two accomplices of another local BitConnect promoter, Satish Kumbani. Bhatt himself, a BitConnect investor, had reportedly held Kumbani responsible for the loss of his own funds. It's just nice to hear Joe singing as I do this. In the midst of the CID's investigation in the web of incidents, BitConnect suddenly ceased its operations, meaning that scores of investors were no longer able to redeem or trade their BCC holdings. As Cointelegraph has previously reported, BCC reached the summit of its popularity in December 2017 when the token's market capitalization hit about $2.7 billion. Just days later, on January 4th, the state of Texas issued a cease and desist order against BitConnect for the selling of unlicensed securities, triggering a crash of the BCC and the platform's closure. Since then, former BitConnect investors have been pursuing class action lawsuits seeking compensation from the company. The case has drawn widespread condemnation from the crypto community, including Ethereum's, that's another cryptocurrency, Vitalik Buterin.
You know, you said that this seeking, damages from the company?
Yeah, from the people who are running it.
How are they going to get that?
Well, they just caught this guy. He was like one of the head people.
But what are they going to state as? What are they going to state as assets for distribution?
What do you mean?
You know, because if you're going to, they're suing for damages.
Well, because remember, you're trading in real money. You're buying bitcoins, or BitConnects with cash, whether it be rupees, or that. So they have real money on hand.
Okay.
Oh, they do. Okay, because yeah.
you would
gave
think the same thing.
Yeah,
I
was. I was
like, how are you?
How are you getting fake money
how do you
back?
Distribute the funds.
No,
if
they
had
no. No, they were getting real money.
Right. Okay. That does make sense. So
it's essentially,
it's a big
money laundering operation.
Well, sort of. It sort of like felt to me like you're almost. It's not an exact. You know, it's kind of little apples and oranges. But I mean, if you lost money in the stock market, can you go back and say, I'm suing you because I lost money? You know, it's like, it,
yeah, but no, but
there
but
was an element of risk involved
there
in this.
There is an element of risk, but it's a Ponzi scheme.
Yes, of course.
So it's the first ones in make the money and the other yeah. people aren't.
Right. So they're going back and they're saying, I want to recoup some of my losses. All right. But I had the same question.
It's more
as
the buyer
you,
beware.
Joe.
It's buyer beware if everything's on the up and up.
Yes. But if
you're trading IBM and you lose a bunch of money and it's mm-hmm. on the up and up, but just because their technology is now old and somebody's replaced them, so be it.
Yeah.
But if you're trading IBM because they're doing nefarious shit, they artificially inflated their stock value.
Right.
And then you get fucked because they all took their money out and then you get fucked holding the bag. Then you could go after them.
Right. If there was like some kind of insider trading or right. something like that. Right. Well, so in this instance, because the value of all this cyber currency, you know, has deflated. So now we're just going after what they have in the bag. Right.
We're going after real. Currency.
Real currency in the bag.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
They're yeah, going... Well, I mean, no. I mean, if they were holding Bitcoins, excuse me, are still assets. You
right.
You go after Bitcoin still has a regular monetary value, but the BitConnect coins have no value.
Well, right, but I'm saying that the coins themselves that went
to,
down to nothing.
You had to
but...
buy BitConnect with Bitcoins.
Yeah.
That's right. In order to buy Bitcoins, you had to put... You know, dollars
To back that up.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, it's sort of like what they did with what's the name of the guy that screwed everybody over?
Madoff.
Thank you.
Perfect name.
Yeah, he made off with their money.
really, this is brand new.
I love it. I know, but it's sort of like Madoff because
I dabbed.
What the fuck was that?
It's a dab. I dabbed for the joke hitting.
That was just so. He just did this really bizarre
it's a dab.
You guys a don't dab? Know what
it's, no. Oh, good God!
It's called the latent tendency. Has something?
What? It looked like you were like telling a plane where to go on.
No, you don't cover your eyes.
Yeah, for a gay airline. Looked,
for a blind airline, but he was covering his eyes.
Taxi.
Yeah, you covered your eyes.
YouTube. You see what a dab is? You
okay,
head,
I'm
you
gonna have
your...
to look. Because a little
I'm
dab
sorry,
will do
I'm with the assholes here.
Yeah, yes. I know.
yes, you are.
Filling that trap. You walk right in like a,
yes. Oh, my
the
God.
Deer in the headlights ago, really?
Yeah, so the first thing that comes up is unicorns and cool-looking pandas doing it.
Dab.
The dab. Okay.
It's not a new thing. It's a couple years old.
Yeah, I know, but why do people do this?
Why do they do anything?
I don't know, but it's like there's pictures of people doing the motion you just did.
See?
And
what that... Starfish on what's that SpongeBob? Oh, he's doing
Patrick?
Yeah,
Patrick Squarepants?
Doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's Patrick Starfish.
They have Pepe the Frog dabbing.
Fantastic.
Oh, God. That's nice.
nice when you can have a white power racist frog dabbing.
Yes, yes, that's just lovely. Squidward.
All right, but you guys get you guys understand.
I still don't understand what it is
because it's cartoons.
I know, but I'm still don't understand the meaning behind it.
Talking money laundering to dabbing.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get it. So it's kind of like going after all Madoff's personal assets to
back.
Get your money back. Yes.
No, we're going to talk about Squidward, but it distracts me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like going after Squidward's personal assets after he dabs. No,
he just has a rock he lives under. I don't think there's much there.
Yeah, yeah, there's probably not much.
Well, maybe he hides the shit.
Potato bugs.
Squidward? No, Squidward lives in a.
He doesn't live in a pineapple under the sea. I don't know where Squidward lives.
Lives next door.
I don't have children. Yeah.
He lives next to him. Gives a shit. Fuck Squidward.
Joe's taking a stand. He won't tolerate any more of this horseshit. Fuck Squidward. Ruining the neighborhood with his ink all over the place.
Now, Bitcoin, the value on Bitcoin, how is that I'm always so confused over this. How is it determined? Is it
it's traded. There's a blockchain. So you see all the trades that are being made.
Right.
And you can actually buy things with them. You know, there's places where you can buy stuff with Bitcoin. That's how it is.
And basically what it's been being traded at is the value.
Yeah, and it goes up and down.
You know what I'd rather get? I'd rather go to Dave & Buster's and throw hoops and get little tickets and go and trade that in their little store than use any of this fake
money.
It's
the next generation of money. Listen, America, you know, paper. It's fucking paper painted green. And we say this is worth $50, $20. It's the same thing.
It used to be backed up by the gold standard, but now it's just paper.
Yeah, it's just paper.
It's not all backed up by the gold standard anymore.
So
it used to be worth something tangible.
So BitConnect shut down its exchange last January, the price of its cryptocurrency falling from a peak of over $400 a coin to a few cents today.
Oof.
With a few exchanges still trading it, the firm's assets in the U.S. have been frozen, and its executives are being hunted by the authority.
So they hunted. You know they fucking hold it.
Yeah, I know.
Craig Grant. He's a low-level one, but he's a big promoter.
Right.
Ear hounds and stuff.
So I checked up on our pal Craig. I want to see what he was up to.
Yeah, has he been posting about this?
He posts about lots of stuff. This is
yeah, I know.
According to Craig, and I have no way of verifying this because my days of researching them endlessly are over.
Yes.
Ever since the FBI did a half-ass investigation, I go, fuck it, so can I.
Hi, let me put on my investigating hat.
Sure. The SEC called Craig Grant. They want him to give them any info on his BitConnect boss, Glenn. That was who Craig worked for.
Okay.
Wanted his bank account records, promotional videos that he made. He said he's going to comply. He's going to give them everything.
Wow.
Because he's his ass.
Because he's
going to cut a deal.
He's got to.
Craig is holding a lot of that. He claims he's holding a lot of the BitConnect. He just can't let it. He claims he's emotionally attached. He also claims he's a good guy. So take that for what it's worth.
He's also claiming if he doesn't, he's fucked. He's going to cut a deal with him to stay out of the who's gal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says money's not great right now. He has nothing to do, so he's going to deliver pizza. He did that 19 years ago. Said he's tired of watching TV, and he considers himself a good person.
What happened to bouncy houses?
They sold that business.
Really?
Oh, they did?
Yeah, but I don't know why you couldn't go back and do the bouncy house business again. I think now he says his back hurts. You don't see much of a Juliana on social media these days.
Because she probably told her to tamp it down, stupid.
Maybe because her ass looks like a transit bus now. And it's just not, it's just not drawing all the men to the yard.
Look, it's the number four.
The milkshake is curdled.
Oh, my God.
Milkshake is curdled, yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you, but they are keeping a lower profile. They were living high on the hog this time a year ago.
And
now
somebody
has
an ass like one.
Oh, my God.
No. I'm being insensitive.
You are being insensive. What gotten into you?
the venom of this show.
Oh, so I am contagious.
Yeah.
Certainly are.
We don't know.
Yeah, they're out of the bouncy house business.
I know. I mean, I just saw somebody renting one the other day, and I immediately thought of Craig.
Every time I see one, I'm thinking of them.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's some good marketing right there.
I know.
All right. So there's this. Have you guys gotten this where you get the message from people on your friends list that you've been cloned?
Yes.
Yeah.
But actually, I see people talking about it on Facebook.
You haven't gotten the messages?
Nobody said, oh, yeah, you. But somebody did get an email from me. But it's
that's
before
different.
All this went around.
If somebody got an email from you, that probably means your account was hacked.
Yeah, so I changed my passwords and everything. I had just recently done so, and I was like, sons of bitches, yeah, they're
too
quick.
The old drawing board.
Yep.
You suck.
Yeah.
So in October 2018, Facebook users began receiving and sharing a message stating that the sender had received another friend request from them and urging recipients to check your account and send the same message on to other Facebook friends. This is the one I got, actually. Hi, I actually got another friend request from you yesterday, which I ignored, so you may want to check your account. Hold your finger on the message until the forward button appears, then hit forward on all the people you want to forward to. I had to do the people individually. Good luck.
I got the same message.
Yeah. But we've actually dealt with this several years ago.
Yeah.
Remember somebody was trying to be my friend? Somebody's trying to clone my friend's account, and I was a scammer.
Mm.
Yeah,
and
yes.
We did that.
If somebody was trying to be Davin's friend, it was very unique.
Yeah, that's something's fishy.
he's looking at both of us.
What
like,
you want to do?
Hey,
that?
Yeah, you bastards. Hey, yeah, you want to Merrick Garland me? All right, you're gonna pay.
Nobody gets cake.
Nobody gets candy.
Nobody gets cake.
Does no cake.
If it's cake, dry and not enough fruit.
Write that down.
Damn it! The ratio on this dangerous is all off.
You fucking earned it. Your bitchiness. So the message played on warnings about the phenomena of Facebook pirates engaging in the cloning of Facebook accounts.
Arr, I'm going to click like. Arr. LOL. Arr.
Actually, that should be one of the new buttons. Arr.
Arr.
Arr, you've been hijacked by Joe Curry Nation.
Smiley face with a patch on it. Arr.
Love it.
That would
arr,
be cool.
No thumbs up.
Actually,
no thumbs
yeah, up. Actually, that would be a great day, like Pirate Day, when all the little smileys
are.
Dev just gave him a like, are you done? Are you knuckleheads done?
Glad you can read my looks.
Mm-hmm.
The process by which scammers target existing Facebook users' accounts by setting up new accounts with identical profile pictures and names and sending out friend requests, which appear... This happened to be in Russian or something. I told you, no, in Arabic. Somebody cloned in Arabic. Which appears to originate from those clone users. Once those friend requests are...
You can tell that you've been scared because you get to the club and there's all these scammers in the audience.
They're having a convention.
At least somebody's coming.
They'd be better than the real friends.
Yeah.
Once those friend requests are accepted, the scammers can then spread messages which appear to originate from the targeted account, luring that person's friends into propagate malware, falling for phishing schemes, or disclosing personal stuff that could be used for identity. Basically, it's to get into somebody's good graces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to look at a message from them. You're going to click on it. It might be malware. Now they have access to your computer.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular warning suggests that recipient's Facebook account has been targeted for such cloning, as indicated by the senders having received a second friend request from the account. While a warning of this nature could be legitimate, the fact that this exact same message has been spread to untold thousands of Facebook users indicates that it is at worst a scam or hoax, and at best a once well-intentioned never warning rendered useless by being uncritically reposted all over Facebook.
Fake friends.
So basically, well, here's what you can do. You just search your name, and if another one comes up, you report it to Facebook.
Yeah.
So if there's another Pip Helix out there that's not legitimate, but with your picture, and you report to Facebook that you've been cloned, and they'll hopefully get rid of it.
Yeah, if there's a Pip Helix out there with my face on it, you know that's not me.
You're not me. You're an imposter.
So that's basically what you should do. Now, I got this was one I got the other day. So I accepted this friend request on Facebook of a random pretty girl, which I generally don't do that.
I was just going to say, of course you did.
No, I generally don't do that. But I thought she was a friend. I thought she was somebody Paul Bond got in a fight with, a political
fight.
But
did you check how many friends that she had?
I thought I did. I thought I did.
Yeah, you know how to do this.
I do know how to do this. I thought I did. I thought it was somebody who Paul Bond blocked because they were going back and forth. And I'm like, well, all right, I'll accept them. Whatever. You lose one comic, gain another.
I
was being a sport. You know, thought it was another like-minded liberal.
Uh-oh.
Excited about that, who had long eyelashes. What could possibly go wrong, Joe?
Mm.
It's everything you're looking for in a liberal. Yeah. A liberal who waxes and doesn't have a pink hat on.
Right.
And isn't warbling for loose fucking change about the Me Too movement. This is everything I want in a liberal. A hot chick that's a goer, Joe. You can shave your underarms and be a good liberal. That's all I'm saying.
Hysterical.
Shaved.
Put your arm down there.
No, okay. Just saying.
We don't know when the last time you were sandpapered off. Like a fucking barnacle.
Well, I can't even say anything because I sandpapered my head when I had to.
Yes, you did.
It's good. Yeah. Fucking head looked like it was trying to escape from your neck.
Yeah, but then a couple of days later, it came in with a nice sheen.
Your head is very shiny.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Is that Crisco?
Yeah.
So anyway, so a couple days later, she reaches out. Within a few lines, she asks if I like sex.
Oh, hey. Hey
ho!
I think that's a trick question.
Hey.
She asks if I'm alone. She asks what my job is. I tell her I'm a human centipede.
Did you?
I did.
I spend most of my day shopping for shoes.
Not the direction I was taking with humans. You don't know what a human centipede is, do you?
Oh, a human? I thought you said you were a centipede.
No, I said a human centipede.
Oh.
You don't know what the human centipede is?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Ew.
You do know.
Oh, I just pictured.
What do you think it is?
I think it's a bunch of people plugged in the butt together.
Mouth to ass together.
Oh! Oh, no.
There was a movie about it, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a movie about it.
Yes! I've never seen it, but yes.
Yeah, the documentary.
Jeez.
I don't know about that. No. I think it's a horror film.
I totally was thinking the same thing as you. Like, haha, a centipede on Zappos.com all day.
No, I was much more
violent. Oh, that was, yeah, that was foul.
I wasn't being nice. She asked what my job, so I tell her I'm a human centipede. She asked if I wanted to see her boobs and pussy.
I guess she was just skipping over the centipede part.
By the way, a good liberal woman, Joe.
Yeah.
You might want to cross over to our side. They're much more forward.
And they ask you.
Sure. Yeah. That way you don't have to worry about the whole Me Too thing.
Right, exactly.
They're just giving it away. I said, I can't right now. I tell her I'm in a meeting. She tells me to go to the bathroom for 2 minutes. She really wants me to see her. By the way, very common in my everyday life.
And by the way, 2 minutes is not going to do it.
Well, for me to see her.
Yeah, I know. 2 minutes is not going to do it.
How much do I have to see? How long?
Once you see it, you're going to want more. Two minutes is not going to do it.
I'm going to ask for her friends, boobs and pussy?
No, you're just going to all, you know, you're going to need to pleasure yourself to that.
Am I?
You are. It's not going to take
apparently
2 minutes.
Pip has mapped out my day.
Yeah, really. Okay, find a girl, go in the bathroom. She's got the tissues out, too.
Hey,
Dad. That's from my nose.
There you go, Chief.
It's Sunday. How come we don't know what's going on in the show? Sunday, how come we still don't know what's going on in the show? Well, Pip mapped out a plan. I had a new friend.
Right.
I've been a little busy.
Yeah. All day.
All day.
God, my wrist is killing me.
Watch the
I don't have to work out today.
I'm going to guide you in the prep sheets. They're sticking together.
I can't move my arm now either.
Yeah, right.
Gee, usually
it's
hand
hysterical.
It.
That's probably why. It's not
that's
the fucking weights.
That's what's the real problem.
Not
is.
The weights.
That means I have a girthy cock.
Yeah, that's the weight he was
Joe's like, he usually hand
out.
Holds us through this to tell us exactly what we're doing. I think he's holding something else. So she wants me to really see her. So I asked her, I go, are you a cam girl? Because like, sometimes they like you know they try to lure you in to pay to see
you. Do you need a comic?
You need an opener?
Since I have experience.
I certainly do.
You do.
I most certainly do. I'm a veteran.
She doesn't need an opener. She's her own opener. Ba-dum.
Oh, they feel funny. So she says she's not a cam girl. Periodically throughout the day, she keeps trying to show me her goods via video call on Facebook. But, you know, I was out apple picking.
No, I really was. Not the time to be watching a cam girl.
Yourself.
No, apple picking sucks. So over apple picking. They don't sign. They don't tell you where the apples are. It's a whole bunch of horse shit.
They're trees. Trees.
Stupid.
I kept looking down. I don't see them. Do we have to dig? I don't
know. You pick,
maybe they're like onions. We should dig for these apples.
Are they peanuts?
Yeah. No, but no, the type of apple you're looking for. $16 a bag. You want to be particular.
They're $16 all still a bag, trees.
And then you got to find the fucking things?
Yeah. No, anyway. So the next day, Facebook got rid of her.
Okay.
So here's what the scam is. Well, actually, do you guys know what the scam is?
I was thinking the same thing, that she's going to provide you with a link that you got to click on, and it's either going to be malware or you're going to have to pay.
Ooh.
You have any idea, Joe?
I kind of agree with her.
That always works out well.
we're both in trouble.
No, we're not in trouble at all. I just know whenever you agree with Pip, good things happen.
Uh-huh.
Now, the scam is they try to get a guy to have video sex with the girl. So kind of what Pip was saying I should do.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? That was a minute
ago. A minute ago, yeah.
Yeah.
You and Joe did your own little side show with it, a spinoff of this show.
Chico and the Cam Girl, right?
Chico and the Cam Girl?
Yeah, there was a show called Chico and the Man.
I understand. Okay. So they record you. They record your video sex. They ask you to show your face. The masturbation session ends. You then get a message that tells you that they've recorded you. They also have gotten access to your friends and contacts because you accepted them.
And everybody had the pleasure of watching you tug your rod.
Yes.
The pleasure of watching you pleasure you.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it is.
Is that why you sent me that?
That's next Tuesday's show.
Your anniversary's coming up, and I thought I'd give you something nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Stupid tugging his rod.
That's not what I labeled it. Hurtful.
That's not what Mr. Helix called it either.
He called it the best 5 minutes of this marriage.
The best 5 minutes of my life.
Finally, some no clutter, nicely manicured.
I'm playing that again.
So they tell you, so they're trying to blackmail you.
Yeah, of course.
I even think, or at least if you're a nut, promote you. They have to get somebody. They have to be the nut. We're going to show you tugging your rod. Right on. Good.
Can we create a Twitter account for it?
Yeah. How much per hit do I get? Oh, for Christ's sake. What do we do?
You're going to draw traffic to my cock? I've been trying to do that for years. Yeah. Finally, it's going to get the attention it deserves.
Let me go back in. I have another load in me.
Do you have a lot of female customers?
Yeah.
That's actually great. That's such a great take on it. Fantastic.
Rhea did.
Actually,
I don't want to hear.
Can I see the lighting on it? Because I never get the right angle. But if you're using better equipment for my equipment,
you know, or prepare for this kind of thing and get some porn of some guy jacking off, and then you show them that, and they think they've got you, and they've got regular.
Yeah, but
porn.
It's still going to all your friends and family, and it's still claiming it's you. So you still got to tell everybody it's not me.
Yeah, but when it comes up to the face, it's not you.
I was photoshopped. Then how come it's our bathroom that you're splashing your sauce all over the freaking
Yeah, but how
counter?
Come you're black? How, Devin?
Just from the waist down.
Yeah.
Just from the waist down. So the girl in the video you watch is a pre-recorded video of a girl downloaded from a porn webcam. So
oh, see?
I do. So they're so familiar with the video that they're able to chat message their victims at exactly the points where the girl's to be appearing to type on the keyboard.
Yeah.
So this is one scammer, and they ask, because I read up on it. So this is what happened to me, and then I read up on it.
Okay.
So we ask him to take. So they ask him. The scammer says they ask him to take off his clothes and do obscene gestures. It's crucial that his genitals are visible while he's doing these gestures. This is filmed with his face on screen, so the video looks credible. When we've got the recording, we upload it to YouTube. That's not going to last there. And send it to him in a private message.
I can't even upload my comedy stuff. I'm going to sit there shaking my balls around.
Maybe more people would like to see your balls.
Shake, shake, shake. Da, 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 da. Shake, shake,
Kaplan
shake.
Kaplan was saying was not a fan of your clothes, but would love to see your balls. If Joe would just put more of himself into the act. If he would just listen to what Styla said.
Ball busters. Da, 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 da,
da. No, go on.
Sorry.
You have the dance floor. We haven't heard enough of your singing tonight.
I heard enough of mine.
So that's when the threatening starts. We spend 20 minutes chatting, 20 minutes for the video, and 20 minutes threatening and negotiating. They all pay. Mm. So today it's called e-whoring.
Okay.
Scammers have gone high tech with new easily accessible tools that allow users a surprising level of control over the actions of a model in a controllable pre-recorded video. The illusion of a live cam show is accomplished by manipulating footage of models found online or by paying a model for a cam session and covertly recording her. In the latter case, the models are asked to perform different gestures and actions, such as waving at the camera, standing up, turning around, and of course taking off their clothes. These gestures and actions are then cut into smaller video clips, often called packs or VCWs, which are then loaded into Flash Player. As the video begins, the scammer is prompted with various commands, wave, smile, flash, etc. The trigger, there's that word, that triggers a clip of the model performing whatever action the victim requests. To prevent a video from jumping and appearing fake, it's often chopped into near seamless loop. If the video does skip, it just appears as it's buffering.
Oh, okay.
So that is what I allegedly was walking myself into. Mm. I didn't know what it was, but anytime somebody wants to show me their tits right away, I'm suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's Joe, but he insists. Oh.
He likes to show his tits.
As well he should. They're perky and manly.
That's right.
He kept flashing everybody at dingbats. It was really kind of uncomfortable.
Well, that's why he's the keyboardist.
That's right.
But yeah, so I just thought that's a real interesting thing. Another way that they try to get people to lure in. But again, it goes into the too good to be true. But I was curious. Yeah. I was curious about what was going on. Like, wow, this person, they were so forward with me.
Yeah, well, yeah. But the thing is that they were
just so surprised.
I know, after
all
this.
All the shit that you do, you know.
That's why I'm surprised. Yeah. All the shit that I do. But no, I mean, so I didn't, obviously I didn't click on it or anything. And I was stringing her out because I knew this was up to no good.
Yeah, yeah.
But then.
But that's really an interesting take that now they get you. It's like that. It's like a realer version of that bait bus, you know, like that porn thing where they pretend that they haul straight guys into a van to have sex with this girl, and then they blindfold him, and then while he's blindfolded, they switch it out for a guy.
Oh, we did that on the show back in the day.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. It's the bait bus.
We talked about it. We didn't do it.
Not a joke.
But it's obviously a setup, because these straight guys find themselves having sex with guys, and they protest for a second, and then they're like, meh, well, and I keep going.
Listen, once you're about to come, it's really hard to shut that thing off. I mean, once they've gotten full erection, I mean, it's hard.
You're already...
No pun intended.
Yeah, you're already in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, you're like, what do you do in that situation?
Now I'm finishing.
I mean, it was like, well, fuck it, I'm not gay, I'm just coming. I don't know what you do. I mean, because you're about to comment with this fucking guy. It's very awkward.
I know.
Very.
Well, I don't know. But
I saw your episode, Joe, and it was really revealing.
Yeah.
Let's just put it this way. Her bed looked like a waterbed. She was so excited by your work. Just fucking splashing around as you were splashing around.
Hysterical.
Joe, methinks the lady doth protest too much.
Joe's like, well, fuck it. I wear a dress. This is all in the family, yeah. I guess. Joe's getting jerked off by some guy in a dress. Go, do you play in a band?
Yeah. Work your own side of the street. And the balls.
It's hard to shut that off. I would imagine once you're getting jerked, it's very hard once you've gone that far.
Oh, but no,
when
no,
you
no.
feel it... stubble go across your face, maybe you change your mind.
Well, yes, then it's time to stop.
Is that it was
why
full on.
Why do I feel stubble against my balls?
Because she's Italian.
No, it was full on anal.
What?
Yeah, it was full on anal. And the guy would, like, they take his blindfold off, and he's like, what the fuck? Oh, I might as well keep fucking
him. Okay.
Oh, stop. You're getting a dick in your ass because you're wearing a blindfold you can't tell?
Am I wrong?
No.
I can't speak from experience.
Well,
but...
no, stupid. Neither can I. But it's not for nothing time here.
You guys are like, hold the phone.
I would assume this is not normal. But then again, normal isn't getting onto a bus to get jerked off either.
No. It was, you know, they have the girl sitting there like, come here, big boy. And he's like, oh yeah, she's hot. And then they start fooling around. They start fooling around and kissing and everything. And then they're getting into it. Like, he's about to screw her. And they put the blindfold on him. Oh, this will be so much hotter. And he ends up he's banging the guy comes in and starts blowing her. This supposedly straight guy. Everybody's like, yeah. This
is
straight.
Is this free time?
No, this is stuff that I saw when I was watching porn for the show.
I just thought, you know, it's unwind time.
Yes. Blames me for her activities. You see that?
No, this is how I know about this.
Well, I've done that portion of the show, too. I never went down that rabbit hole.
Oh, no, I found that rabbit hole, and I'm like, what the fuck?
That's not a rabbit hole.
That's an
asshole.
You think you know what kind of hole he was in, but then he's like, then they come to, he's banging this guy in the butt, and then they take his blindfold off, and he's
rabbit
like,
season.
What?
Cock season. What?
Or actually, at one point, the girl starts blowing him, and then they swap, and there's a guy blowing at him. He's like, yeah. And then he takes his blindfold off, and he's like, what? And then all of a sudden, there's a cut, and then he's banging the guy in the butt. It's like, wait a minute.
See, even with
the blowjob,
I could understand.
No hard feelings.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there will be.
There are feelings.
I can even understand the blowjob to completion.
Right. But all of a sudden, it's the supposedly straight guy is banging the other guy in the ass.
Probably figured, well, I guess I'm gay now.
I'm just going for it.
What the hell?
Exactly. And the girl is gone.
He's taking New Jersey Transit to work. Yeah.
She's probably behind the second one, teehee.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Usually we get stuck in the tunnel. Now something's stuck in my tunnel.
Hysterical. I was like, yeah, this guy's not really straight.
No.
Come on.
Not anymore.
No. Well, I mean, now he's on his pansexual adventure, you know?
No.
Yeah, no. No. So it's like, don't even pretend that this is, like, just, you know.
Pim's upset about the acting. This isn't believable at all.
I'm not feeling it. Believe me, he is.
And the continuity, a blowjob to get rammed in the end? No. What's this, a Gonzo production?
Yeah. There's obviously a cut before all of a sudden now he's banging him. What happened in the meantime?
I see no cake.
There's a continuity error here. I have a problem with that. I just saw a mic. I have problems with the technical issues and the acting.
And the soundtrack sucks.
I remember when we watched the Godzilla's video, we were all over that. Everybody was over the house. It was over your old place. And we're watching it. It was just this girl soaping her tits for about 15 minutes. And after 10, I'm like, all right, a 13-year-old boy would go, all right, turn the channel, fuck it.
Yeah, as you do, you know. It's like, oh, they're very dirty.
No, and then the water would be in reverse, and now the water was going up.
Yeah. How's that?
Special effects.
Yeah.
Stand on her head, and the water's going up?
No, the water's just going up.
Yeah.
It's very wet.
Yeah, no. Wash those dirty teats. Yeah.
That voice, you make it creepy. Why do you got to ruin everything that's nice? Yeah.
That's what I do.
Showing. I had a showing.
Yeah.
I bring people together. God. So yeah, so, you know, we've said this before. Don't allow somebody to record you. Don't go on your. Don't open up your camera with somebody you don't know.
Yeah.
And don't pull down your pants with somebody you don't know.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, go, you know.
But I can understand. Oh, I'm going to, you know, she's asking me if I'm married and everything. You know, asking all the questions. Am I alone? I'm like, I'm in a meeting right now. 2 minutes in the bathroom. All right.
Yeah, really. That's what I'm saying. Whatever you're going to do, 2 minutes is not going to cover it.
I just like the fact that there's people out there that are offering up their goods right away.
Yeah.
But you could find that on, what was it, Pornhub or whatever?
Like, you don't know. What's that site that you fellows look at?
No, I can't remember the names of anything.
Pornhub, YouPorn, RedTube.
RedTube?
Just another tube site, I heard.
I don't know.
E-Porner.
I've heard about that.
Research.
Yeah. Well, like me, you end up doing stuff for this show that you never thought you'd do.
You go down the rabbit hole.
I did.
So... Yeah, I thought I'd drop some knowledge instead of doing the Ann Jackson.
Thank you. No, that was good.
There you go.
All right. So we did. Joe got his little plug ready. All right. He's ready to go.
Yeah, he's good. Prepared.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions run by a 15-year lighting professional who guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. TAO of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for that special event.
Sorry.
Such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff, unlike the ones here, their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner of Davin's Den. We'll be releasing a date soon, so something to look forward to. So experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. Look, you deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Yes, you certainly do. You don't deserve me cursing.
Yeah, hold on a second. Now, you were the one always busting my balls about losing my shit while I was doing a read, and you're like, fuck, in the middle of a read.
You might want to speak to yourself after the show.
Yeah, I'm not on speaking terms with me. I know what I did wrong.
Even you had it.
I've had enough.
Get a jar of pickles and sit down, young man.
Hysterical.
No, I was just looking at the Yankee score.
What's the score?
4-0 in the fifth. Red Sox.
Well, at least it's nothing like last night. There's still a chance.
Thank you. Sidesplitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Santa Claus. We'll get somebody else besides Joe if you're interested. After that comment. Sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094. Pip.
You want to listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Yeah, the whole station is really great, but particularly, yes. Particularly Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, with Richter Observatory, which is great music, commentary, and local news and weather. So listen every Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Pip is so professional.
Yes.
She just does it. Just a good wife.
Yep.
Good profession.
Yep.
Good reader.
Yep.
Good little wifey.
Yep. Good little egg, that Pip Helix.
Mr. Helix was at the gig last week.
I heard.
Yes, yes. Very good.
Did he ask to jam with you guys?
No.
Yeah, I mean, when you have somebody from the Ramones in the audience, I just kind of fucking figured you'd
let me up there.
I just kind of figured you would invite him. He would invite himself up. I just
nope. We were tight for time. It's one of those shows.
Yeah, just do a guest spot. Keep going along.
Funny.
It's fine.
Hysterical. 20 minutes. So this weekend, I do not have anything this weekend. However, it's worth mentioning Friday, October 19th, Sexy Susan Project. We will be with
the project. Is it under construction?
Yeah, well, it's a project. Yes, it's a project. We will be with Zebra at the Debonair Music Hall over in Teaneck, New Jersey, 1409 Queen Anne Road, 201-833-0011 for reservations. It's going to be move. Tickets are moving. That's why I mention it now. Friday, October 19th.
Tickets are moving, baby.
They are.
I believe you.
It's a good show. It's going to be a very phenomenal show.
How many bands are on?
We have three.
Including Zebra?
Clooney Seabreeze, yes.
That's cool.
Yes, yes.
There you go. What time does it start?
We're probably going to go around 9 o'clock.
What time are you guys going on?
I think 9.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's a good spot.
Yeah, good spot. Yeah, yeah.
What time is Zebra going on? 10?
10, probably 10.
Later than that. What are you guys going to play, half an hour?
Yeah.
It's going to be a long night.
I think we're doing a little long. I think we're doing a 40-minute set.
So Zebra's going on like 10:30, 10:45.
Yeah, but still, in clubs, that's when bands start, you know, a little later.
Yeah.
But the thing about it was with Corey Glover.
Yeah, Corey Glover.
I'm sorry. It's late. But basically what it was is that he was not going to go on until 12 o'clock. And
it was getting so late.
It was getting so late.
That's crazy.
But apparently Corey Glover felt the same thing and moved the start time to 11. And it was actually a band that had to go on
after him.
Oh. They got fucked.
Everybody just left.
Everybody was.
Yep.
So Corey Glover didn't even play that long.
He played about an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, about that. Right.
But really, what a fucking talent.
That band hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess to sell tickets is the only reason I have that many bands on the show.
Well, yeah. To
but Midnight's ridiculous.
You know what? You know what?
In so long.
Back in the day, that's when bands went on. The bands would go on at 10, 11, start at 10, 11, you know, and the headline band would go on probably about 12:31. But that's when everybody was in their 20s. Everybody's in their 40s and 50s now. We got to go home. We need a nap, you know. And Corey Glover's the same age as me, I think, or a couple of years younger. Yeah, and he was actually in the backstage area. He was just lying back, kicking back, lying down. Hey, how's it going? We finally met him at the meet and greet. But he was like, fuck this. I want to get
I got to get out of here.
Sucks. Got to follow the headliner.
Yeah.
Sucks. All right. Thursday, October 11th, I will be in New York, New York at the Broadway Comedy Club on the 11 p.m. show. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. Come see me in Broadway Comedy Club this week. Well, that was a good show. A lot of information.
Yes.
I think we've put Kavanaugh behind us.
Yes.
Onto hopefully more funny or more pleasant things. Those aren't really funny segments.
Mm.
Segment one was funny.
Yeah.
Segment two, not so much.
That's okay.
Segment three had moments.
Yes. It was good. So. I think it was a good show.
It's always a good show.
Yes.
It's us.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't suck.
It's yes. Cuss.
Thank you guys for listening. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.